welcome everybody to Practical Living. We have great tips for you that you don't want to miss. Have your paper and pen ready so that you can write down whatever it is that you don't want to forget. We have practical matters, practical health, and more. Before we go any further, let us ponder our practical thought.
All right. A practical thought for today is as follows. Listen closely. You guys are going to love this. You ready? A winner listens. A loser just waits until it is their turn to talk. No, you didn't get that. You missed it. Okay, let me repeat it for you. Listen closely. I want you guys to get this. A winner listens. A loser just waits until it is their turn to talk. Isn't that amazing? That is just so deep, yet so true. A winner listens. What does that mean? A winner listens. Let's stop to think about that statement. For us to truly understand it, let's contrast it with what a loser does. This says, a loser just waits until it is their turn to talk. So to someone watching, they wouldn't see the difference. Both people are quiet. One is listening. The other is just waiting for their turn to talk. So listening is not just about being quiet. We'll get into that later. Right now, let's switch over to practical matters. Welcome back to Practical Matters. I am Dumisani.
And I am Mandla.
Great. Mandla, wow, man. Universities, well, like I said, it's such a complicated time. And, you know, we've looked at reasons why one should, you know, get into a relationship if you must, and kind of the dangers to look out for. And you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems what you're really trying to say is that at the end of the day, we need to know ourselves. We need to know who we are. We need to understand and realize what we believe in, what we stand for. We need to learn to live within our means financially. That's what we've been basically saying, right?
Yes, that's what we've been talking about.
Now, so much happens, you know, in university, and anyone who's been to university, really, that's a time to, at least what we're told, that's a time to explore as much as you can and see what works and see what doesn't work. But what you've been saying here, it seems that we should actually be guided by something.
Yes.
So we're not just learning, going there to find out, but we're actually, as we find out, there's something which is guiding us.
That is true.
Then, wow, just help me out with that.
Everybody is spiritual in the sense that everybody has a reason why they do something, and that reason is some form of higher power. Now, there are people who, let me just touch on people who may feel that now they're doing their own thing. That's not true. I'll maybe tell you what I mean by that. As a man, C.S. Lewis wrote a book a while ago, very interesting book, Mere Christianity, where he says, he makes a very interesting point. Someone who will say, I'm not religious, I'm not into God, I'm not serious about that kind of thing, that person can easily come and complain that he was robbed. Now you wonder, then why complain you're robbed? Because in his sense, it's wrong, he should not have been robbed. So someone can then complain that you're being unfair. The very fact that you talk about fairness, you are suggesting that there's a law that you know that I know that we should both adhere to. Question is, who determined that people should be fair? There are certain things that are not written by law. Certain things that are not determined by our constitutions. Certain things that are laws and principles that govern our lives that are not written down by any institution. Do you understand? But we kind of accept that we should be fair.
Just hold on a month. You mean, okay, let's look at fairness. You mean that there's no law that talks of, you know, that actually, I'm thinking of it. Being fair is, where did that idea come from, actually?
Now, think about it. The parliament of your country did not sit down and pass an act that prescribes that citizens shall be fair with one another. No. You walk into a relationship, you treat someone badly, you neglect them, you don't call them, you do this, you hurt their feelings. And why is it that people will say that was bad? It was not illegal. There's no law against it. But the fact that it was bad suggests that there is a higher power that sets rules that for some reason we accept. It's just that when people say they're not being religious, when people say they're not into that kind of stuff, it simply means there are certain rules they just don't want to pay attention to. Certain rules, certain principles that they do not want to adhere to. But they themselves are spiritual in the sense that there are things that they feel are determined somewhere that they want to live by. So we are all like that. Now, university is a time when you sit down and develop yourself spiritually and develop spiritual habits that will carry you through life, because here you have a lot of time. Because when you leave university and start getting a job, you will not have a lot of time. You'll spend most of your time at work, and you'll spend a lot of your time when you're not at work during the day or before you get to work, preparing to get to work or coming back from work. So you need to start developing habits that will help you there. Now, for example, some of these spiritual habits, for me as a Christian, they would be devotional. You're reading your Bible and your prayer, which is something private and personal that you do on your own. No one can monitor you on that. It's you developing yourself. It's you and your relationship. For me as a Christian, for my relationship with God, that's part of my spiritual development. So that's what you do. So the person listening may say, my religion is this, my religion is that, and they know what it requires, what devotion means to them in their their. But for me as a Christian, that is where I am. Secondly, it is a time when you decide to have what you believe in inform your decisions in life. Because in university, there is no parent to force you. There is no religious leader to force you. When you're in university, you're on your own. You do what you want. If you do not want to go to church, for us Christians, you don't go, and no one's going to do anything. If you don't want to pray, you don't pray, and no one's going to take an issue with you because you're on your own, and you have an opportunity to do as you please, so to speak. So it's an opportunity for you to live what you believe in, to express in your life that which you believe in inside.
So, Mashla, let me ask you something real quick. I thought it would be more important to kind of fit into your society and get ahead. You know, what you believe in, since you said no one knows, so what will it matter anyway? Isn't it what matters that you fit into your society and then you strive to get ahead and you make it in that society?
Yes, but then what you believe in inside and how you express it outside determines the kind of friends you're going to have. It also determines the kind of person you end up hooking up with to marry later on. It even determines the kind of deals you will make when you leave school, the kind of compromises you'll make when you get to the job market. All of those things are defined. It determines the kind of relationships you'll have. All these things are determined by what you believe in and how you express that in your life. And lastly, it's an opportunity for young people to learn to serve, learn to do something for somebody else. It's an opportunity to learn to give. Now, this is the beauty of learning to give. At university, you'll do it with your time. Later on, when you start working, it will include your money. For example, for us Christians, it will go into your stewardship matters of your tithe and your offering and so on. The reason why it's important for us to learn to give is that we are in the process learning to define who we are independent of the things we have. Many times people are defined by their cars, by their jobs, by their education. But when you learn to give to other people, when you start out with your time, then you give on with your money, you learn to be somebody independent of your money. Says that even when the car is gone, you're still there, you still have value, you still have something to offer. Your world doesn't come to an end because your car's gone. It doesn't come to an end because you've lost your money. It doesn't come to an end because you've lost friends. And this process of learning to give defines us. It helps transform us. It helps to give us an identity that we are comfortable in, and that helps us to draw the kind of people we want to have in our lives.
Great. Wow. Amazing. University is a beautiful time. It's a time for growth. So remember, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call or write into us. Unfortunately, guys, that's all the time we have. Until next time, remember, practical matters. Same time, same station. Thank you.
You're listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station, AWR, Adventist World Radio.
Have you heard something on our broadcast that you need further clarification on? Is there an issue that you would like addressed? Do you want to greet your brothers and sisters that also listen to us? Write to us. Our mailing address is AWR P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. That is AWR P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. You can also email us using awr@sidmedia.org. That is awr@sidmedia.org.
Back to our practical thought. A winner listens, and the loser just waits until it is their turn to talk. Which one are you? Yep, you knew that question was coming, didn't you? Are you a winner or a loser? It's simple. It's not enough to just sit there quietly waiting for your turn to talk. You need to learn to listen. If you listen to this song, think about what I've said. We'll discuss it a little later. This song is called I Have Decided by a lady known as Amy Grant.
I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer. Turn my back on the deceiver. I'm gonna live what I believe. I have decided being good is just a fable. I just can't cause I'm not able. I'm gonna leave it to the Lord. There's a wealth of things that I profess. I said that I believed, but deep inside I
something on our broadcast that you need further clarification on? Is there an issue you would like to be addressed? Do you want to greet your brothers and sisters that also listen to us? Write to us. Our mailing address is AWR P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. That is AWR P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. You can also email us using awr@sidmedia.org. That's AWR at sidmedia.org.
You're listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station, AWR, Adventist World Radio.
A practical thought. A winner listens. A loser just waits until it is their turn to talk. It's important that we all learn to listen. That's what makes the difference between a winner and a loser. Are you a winner? Do you listen to other people talk? Or are you a loser? Do you just sit there waiting for your turn to talk? You couldn't care less about what the other person has said. You're just waiting for your turn to talk. My friends, as you continue throughout this day, throughout this week, remember, a winner listens. A loser just waits for their turn to talk. One of these days, we'll sit and we'll talk about listening. What it means to listen. How we can listen. Effective listening. We'll continue on this thought, but right now let's just take a break. Let's listen to some music. This is also by Amy Grant, and it is called I Will Be Your Friend. Enjoy it.
I'm never gonna walk away if the walls come down someday.
So remember, I want all of you guys to be winners, okay? I don't want you to be losers. I want you to be winners. And how are you going to be winners? You will learn to listen. A winner listens. A loser just waits for their turn to talk. It's almost time for me to go. But before I do go, I want you guys to listen to the last segment for the day, Practical Bible. Enjoy it.
Last time we looked at how we can enter through Christ to eat of his character, and today we will look deeper into this concept. So let's dive into this and learn how to know the I Am. Once you have entered in Christ by accepting his capabilities, you will find pasture by coming in and out of him. And not only that, this will give you eternal life. Because those who enter through Christ are saved. Those who believe in Christ already are saved. Calvin claims that those who go in and out and find pasture are those who will be able to go safely anywhere where they find necessary, and next, that they will be fed to the full. Remember, this is only in Christ because he determines what you and I do in this life. By going in and out, Scripture often directs us to all the actions of life. Are you hungry for Christ now, today? Are you yearning for him today? Are you wondering how he can fulfill your life? How you can get to know him? Are you there today? Are you in that position? Then you're in the right place today. This is where you can learn how to eat of him, how to get to know Jesus Christ better. This is why I am a Seventh-day Adventist, is to get to know him better. And the church's doctrines to me reveals to me who he really is in this dark world. If we search for him and eat of him, it will allow him to save us from all the wolves and misleading things of this dark world. If you really want to get to know Christ and eat of his word, share it with others. Remember, now it's your choice to go in and out and find pasture. It's your choice to eat of the character of Christ. No one, not even Christ, is going to force feed you. It's up to you. You've decided to follow. You've decided to believe in him. You have decided to come now. You have decided to eat. You have decided to accept his way of life, which is ultimately to surrender all to him. It's up to you to want to get to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You believe in him. You do know him already. Christ has given his life for you completely. He has said that the good shepherd sacrifices himself for the sheep. Verse 11 actually says, Christ has given his life for you completely. He has said that the good shepherd sacrifices himself for the sheep. Verse 11 actually says that he gives his soul on behalf of the sheep. We were lost. We should have died. We should die. We should have paid the price for our sins. But Jesus Christ, the one who is our shepherd, who promised Adam in the beginning that he will look after him, says to us today, he will still look after us. Christ, in being the good shepherd, has shown us that he has relationship with us, that he wants us to get to know him better. This is only done by feeding on things of his character. We need to do so, otherwise that little flame is going to die and perish. By getting to know him, we will surrender our lives to him. We will give up all we have to accept him into our lives. We will have life eternal by surrendering all to him. He is the good shepherd who wants to know his sheep. Do you want to know him today? Do you want to live a life full of light for Christ today? Surrender to him all your life. Dedicate yourself to Christ and his mission in your daily walk, your daily chores, everything you do daily. Give it to him so that he can show you how to live. By this you will know him. Christ is the door as well as the shepherd. Go through him and at the same time listen to him and understand what he is trying to tell you to do in this life. He is showing you the way of eternal life because he knows you and he wants you to get to know him Today is the time that you can choose to come and go of yourself, to also have the assurance that Christ will keep you safe wherever you go in life, according to His will, of course, and that He will feed you that which you need in this life. He will sustain you completely. You must just make a decision to get to know Him better. Make a decision today to spend time with Him. Try today to think continuously about Him, to talk about Him to others, and to show others the light that is in you. You have decided to believe, and by this you already know Him. To come to Him, you've decided to come to Him. You've decided to follow Him. And now, right now, I invite you, the listener, to know that I am.
Remember, we give you practical tips and practical advice that will help make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Until next time, God bless.